Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our conversation with Mark Zuckerman, get on the Odyssey app or head to Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. It was Zuck's the best, and it was cool just to talk a little just baseball all over with him. Definitely good for the bigs when the Cubs are good. Wrigley's such a special place. AL East is top-heavy, too. The Yanks and the Red Sox are good. Orioles are not, which is kind of painful. I believe, though, pop quiz for everybody.
I don't know off the top of my head right now.
That's why I started with you, pal. Why, Brian, do you know? I think Landfill will know. Landfill's a low-key C-med.
I think it's my guys tied with the Dodgers.
Hold on. Your guys are the Dodgers?
The Mets are tied with the Dodgers. I can't speak.
Okay. Professor Landini?
My guess was going to be the Dodgers, but I don't know.
So, White Brian's Mets are, in fact, tied with the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. You know who's got the best record in the AL? The best record in baseball? The Detroit Tigers. Good for them, man. Shout out to Mike Klotz, wherever you may be. I lived with this kid for a while. He was a massive Tigers fan. Two pieces of NFL news that I find interesting and relevant. Nick Sirianni, contract extension, Philadelphia Eagles. Dude just won the Super Bowl. Hell yeah, he got a contract extension. His deal was set to expire. You're not having the Super Bowl champ in a lame duck year. It was only 2 years ago he was the head coach. They got to the Super Bowl and lost. I mean, his record as a head coach is 48-20. He wins 70% of his games. He's got a 6-3 playoff record with two Super Bowl appearances and a Super Bowl ring. And yet, last season, 2023, a whole bunch of people finished 11-6 at the end. Dude, just let's try to remind our brains, okay? So last year, the Eagles, it was a big matchup. I want to say, I thought it was Sunday night, but maybe it was the afternoon game. The Eagles beat the Bills in overtime to get to 10-1. The week before, they went to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs. They were 10-1. Then the Niners came to town and beat the hell out of Philly. Early December. They went on to lose five of their last six, including bad losses. Giants, the Cardinals, bad losses. And then they got stomped in the playoffs by the Bucs. This was only a year ago, folks. I'm not making this up. Does anybody remember? They went down to Tampa, first round, wild card weekend, and got their ass kicked 32-9. And everybody's like, and Sirianni, weirdly emotional. A lot of fighting on that team. Nobody knows if he has control. Dude, then the Eagles open with the Brazil win over the Packers. Then they lose to the Falcons at home. Remember, Kirk has that crazy drive late in that game? That was before the Kirk injury stuff. Who knows what was real? They barely beat the Saints. Barely. 15-12. Then they lose to the Bucs. Have a bye week. Then there was that game against the Browns, where Sirianni was yelling at a fan on the sideline. They barely beat the Browns 20-16. Sirianni brings his kids into the postgame presser. And, like, I bet if you did a poll on WIP, or if we could pull the WIP archives from that day, October 14th, the day after they're 3-2 and barely beat the Browns at home, I bet those callers wanted Sirianni gone. Now, what happened? They went on to win 13 straight or something. They were 3-2. They got to 12-2 before they lost to Washington here when Jaden was just incredible down the stretch. They had the great come from behind win. Crowder catches that. I think Crowder caught the game winner against Philly with like 4 seconds left or something. And then they obviously went on to win the Super Bowl. Sirianni's a wild ride. Clearly, he's an emotional guy, but it's working. They had to give him the deal. They had to extend him. For me, I feel like that's Howie Roseman's team. And as long as he's there, you know, you're in pretty good shape. When you have a ton of talent, it tends to work out pretty well. It's an interesting time in the NFC East, knowing that Philly just is so good. I mean, Eagles have now won 2 Super Bowls in the last 10 years, been to 3. Is that right? Pretty damn good. Good time to be a Philadelphia fan, I suppose, unless you like the Sixers. The other kind of big piece of NFL news is this Brock Purdy contract. Purdy got paid. And good for him. I think you could certainly make the case Purdy deserved it. And it's also just the quarterback market is nuts. And it costs a lot. So Purdy got 6 years, $245. Is that correct? I mean, that is a ton of money. $53 million. Brock Purdy. Shout out to Brock Purdy.
Shout out to his agent.
Yeah. Not a bad day for that guy.
I mean, that's such a terrible contract.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, interestingly, I think, Purdy got a no-trade clause. Kyle Shanahan seems like the type that likes to date his quarterbacks and not necessarily marry them. You know what I mean? So Purdy's deal with the 53 mil AAV, not even top 5 in average annual value. Dak is at 60. Let that sink in. Dak is at 60. Burrow at 55. Allen at 55. Jordan Love at 55. Trevor Lawrence at 55. Now Brock Purdy tipping the scales at 53. Are we sure Brock Purdy's all that good?
So much of that money.
Pick one. Who would you rather have? Purdy, Jordan Love, Trevor Lawrence?
I mean, I'd probably take Jordan Love. It's really only between Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love. I mean, Brock Purdy doesn't even enter the equation.
Would you take Trevor Lawrence ahead of Purdy?
Yeah. I'd take Jameis ahead of Purdy.
Jameis Winston?
I think I might take at least 2, if not.
That was a little nuts.
I'd take at least 2, if not 3 quarterbacks on the New York Giants ahead of Brock Purdy. I mean, you're paying Brock Purdy $53 million a year. If Kyle Shanahan was not that guy's play caller, offensive guru, if you plop him down on any other team in the NFL, the guy gets benched. He's like slightly better Gardner Minshew, but he has... you know, offensive Jesus for his play caller, so he makes him look decent. It's the same thing that they did with Jimmy Garoppolo for all those years. They turned him into a respectable NFL quarterback, and then as soon as he left, he's done. They're not going to win anything with Brock Purdy. I mean, congrats, the dude got paid. Enjoy it.
Wasn't he the Super Bowl and the quarterback? Wasn't he the quarterback in the Super Bowl 2 years ago?
Yeah, notice they didn't win that game.
They did not.
They had a better quarterback, though. They would have.
I don't know. That's a lot of money for Brock Purdy. Does Brock Purdy, and some of this is just that's when your number comes up, it's your number and you get rich. But like,
if Purdy gets $53 million a year, Jaden should ask for $106.
Dude, I think we had J.I. Halsell on last month or something, and he said Jaden's going to be the first $100 million quarterback. Jaden's deal is 2 years away.
Right.
By then, they'll probably have to redo like Lamar, redo Burrow. Pat's deal, Mahomes' deal always seems kind of funky. Stop, just legit yell stop when I get to a quarterback you think Purdy's better than. Burrow, Goff, Mayfield, Lamar, Mahomes, Herbert, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, CJ Stroud, Matt Stafford, Bo Nix.
Stop.
We got pretty far down.
Brian's just mad because Bo Nix left Auburn. That opinion doesn't count.
Bo Nix is better, or Bo Nix is not better than Brock Purdy.
Dak Prescott. Dude, I how many people did I name?
That most 18? Of the league. Yeah.
Wow. And think about the talent they had to lose to get that deal done for Purdy. Listen, if you're going to play in Texas, you better have a fiddle in the band. If you're going to be your quarterback, you better be sure he's the right guy. Paul Schwartz joins us at 1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.